Coming up on this episode of the Endpoint Zone, you can see us talk about the best sessions at Microsoft Ignite. And also, we're going to talk about the general availability of desktop analytics.
We're also going to talk about a document I'm going to be publishing here in the next couple of weeks about defining what modern management is. We're also going to tell you how you can actually make an appearance on the Ship Room if you're going to be at Ignite this year.
So stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Endpoint Zone. This is episode 1910, meaning we're in October. It's been a couple of months since we've done this.
It's been busy.
Yeah.
I've done more traveling in the last couple of months than I've done in a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, we've been out there with a lot of customers, meeting customers, account teams, really trying to help people move forward and understand how they can start to manage and secure their businesses.
Yeah, and it's all about how do you deliver that modern workplace that is loved by users, loved by IT, and trusted by everyone. You know, now it's just a full-out sprint for all of us to Ignite. We're going to talk about that today, but yeah. it is an all-out sprint. And I have to say, I have never seen so many things we have to announce. We're just trying to jam into these keynotes, and so it's exciting.
Yeah, it's actually it's an interesting point because for the Endpoint Zone, we're normally really demo-heavy. And at this point in time,
it'll be a little demo light today.
Yeah, a little bit demo light.
We got to save the stuff for Ignite.
Yeah, I think we've got some good new stuff coming though, even inside of this episode that we can show you just on what's happening. But let's start by talking about some of these Gartner Magic Quadrants that have come out recently.
Well, so, you know, through the summer, you had a number of these Magic Quadrants that were put out. These are great barometers for organizations to look at and for leaders to look at in terms of who are the players. How are they independently validated in terms of their ability to execute and their vision? You know, so you can take a look at these, and these are five that actually, when you think about what it means to manage, secure, deploy the modern workplace, you know, you have to think about multiple solutions and how they work together. And that's one of the key messages I would hope everybody walks away with is we have to stop thinking about these different solutions as independent silos. You know, just because the attackers or the bad agents don't think about it that way. They think about how am I going to get in and get the data? Mm-hmm. And they'll find seams, they'll find gaps. And so you have to think about these things in a very, very complete and holistic way. And one of the most interesting things is you have to think about management, identity, and security as one integrated solution. And that's the thing that I would point out here. If you just take a look at the endpoint, the unified endpoint management, which is the bottom right here, you know, of course we did very well. We're in the leadership quadrant, or the leader quadrant, highest on the ability to execute. And we're super happy with that. But if you take a look at this, and specifically look at the unified endpoint management, the access management, which is all about identity, mm-hmm. endpoint protection, and so the top right, the top left, and the bottom right, these are the three things that really are the core of EMS E3, mm-hmm. or Microsoft 365 E3. And it's all about, you know, how do you deliver that modern workplace that is secure? And the way that we do this is very unique. It's because we have all this signal that comes back to us, we're able to make these decisions at this intersection of identity and device, and endpoint security. And so all the signal that comes in that we learn from on Azure Active Directory, that comes in on Intune, that comes in from Defender ATP and just Defender, we're able to make real-time decisions. And then, you know, from a zero trust model, only allow trusted users on trusted devices to access your data. And that's why this is so important to look at it holistically.
It really is. And actually, it's fascinating to be doing this today, considering yesterday you and I did a customer meeting with, I think this is probably the first time I've seen this. I think we'll see it more. With a chief information security and workplace experience officer.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd seen the title. That was one of the most interesting things I wanted to talk to this individual mm-hmm. about was, tell me about your title.
Yeah, it was really fascinating to see how she brought both of those roles together. And I think that really leans into the way that the industry is going around all these things.
Yeah, and just a point about architecture, because architecture does really matter. You know, in what we've built with Microsoft 365, you have one source of truth on, for example, identities and devices.
Yeah.
And so we all operate on one device, and that's the Azure Active Directory device, whether that's identity, whether that's Intune, whether that's Defender ATP. Yeah, and you compare that, if an organization is trying to basically put together three different independent products, you've got three different sources of mm-hmm. what is the device.
Yeah.
You have to synchronize that, you have to somehow get that all aligned. And then when you take it that next step, there are certain signals and there's notifications and alerts, and as you want to bring that data together to be able to iterate on it and learn, And you just can't do that if you're trying to put together three products from three different organizations, mm-hmm. three different providers. You know, actually, GDPR doesn't even, won't even let you do it.
No, and I think it affects your ability to run that service for your end users. It also affects your ability to troubleshoot it. And we learned that pretty viscerally in mm-hmm. some of our early customer engagements, where the beauty of our solution now is that there is that one device record. As a place to correlate all the information when you're troubleshooting for an end user.
And just to put a fine point on that, if you go back to the early days of Intune, Intune did not rely upon AAD for the source of devices, and so we had our own devices in Intune, and there was this constant, how do you keep that synchronized? There was latency, there was challenges, it was brittle, and so as we rewrote Intune in 16 and 17, you know, it literally just lays right on top of AAD, and there's just one identity, there's one object for the devices, and it just enables everything to be more simple, more secure, more agile, more performant. And that's, you know, just a very specific reason why architecture matters and why you think about these things coming together in a unified way. That's the best way to make sure that you're well-managed, well-secured, and compliant with your modern workplace.
Now, that actually brings us on to the next topic that we're going to talk about today, which is the paper that you're writing about bringing the workplace into the modern era.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we've really recognized is we've just really, made some mistakes and kind of confused the market on what this term modern management means. Mm-hmm. You know, does it mean Intune? Does it mean MDM? Does it mean not SCCM? You have co-managed, you've got desktop analytics, there's all these brands, you know, and the most common question I get right now is really, what does modern management mean? So over the past couple of months, I've been writing a document that really calls out plainly, here is what modern management is, here are the principles. And we're going to publish that the week of Ignite. And in fact, my session, my keynote at Ignite, that doc is actually the outline. Mm-hmm. And so you know, I'd encourage everyone to take a look at that. And we've got that out to review with a bunch of the partners right now. It's been reviewed inside of Microsoft and commented on. But I think as we've shared it with just a select number of people, it really does clarify and is very clear on what exactly is Microsoft's perspective and definition of modern management, and then how do I get to it? Mm-hmm. And so there's very specific steps in there on how to get to it.
Yeah, I think that journey is the most important thing for people to kind of to have an understanding on. It is a journey. It's always going to be a journey. There's always going to be some evolution there. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be, for want of a better phrase, there's never going to be an end point on that journey.
Yeah, one of the most interesting things we're going to talk about at Ignite in my session is Microsoft's internal journey mm-hmm. from where we started to fully modern management, which we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Right. Now, one of the principles in there, and we'll talk about a couple of these principles. One is that modern management is just built on cloud intelligence. Mm-hmm. And so the number one thing, if you were to ask me, what is the definition of cloud management? It means that you are putting to work cloud insights that help automate, prioritize, make you more secure, make you more efficient. And that concept of cloud intelligence is just at the core of all things modern management. Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, this week we made generally available desktop analytics.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you flip over to my screen here, here's one of the landing pages of what desktop analytics looks like. And so here, we're looking at the dashboard for desktop analytics. And the goal of this initial release of desktop analytics was to decrease the amount of time and effort and money that it takes to upgrade from one version of Windows to another. Mm-hmm. And we know from all the research, and everybody knows this who's been through an update of one version of Windows to another, the single largest cost is understanding the compatibility of your apps, your drivers, your app office plugins. Mm-hmm. First of all, I do want to mention here, just for everyone to understand, first of all, the work that we did ensuring compatibility from Windows 7 to Windows 10 is just remarkable. We have this Desktop App Assure program we've had out where we basically have this promise out there that says, if you've got an app that runs on 7 and it doesn't run on Windows 10, call us and we'll fix it.
Yeah.
We've made over 80 fixes to Windows and Office, but what we're seeing is of all the apps, and we've had 450,000 apps brought to us, we're seeing that only 0.19%0.19% of all the apps that we have seen that run on Windows 7 have not run on Windows 10. Like, that is unbelievable compatibility. So if you have 1,000 apps, that means two of your apps are not going to be compatible.
That really is fantastic. I mean, that doesn't give you any cause for concern at all in a migration from 7 to 10, really. You should be just thinking that it's going to work.
Yeah. And so I think one of the things that enables us to do is help organizations change the way they think about compatibility validation. Mm-hmm. And so for us, with desktop analytics, we take what we learn from the 900 million PCs that send telemetry back to us. We see every driver, every hardware configuration, we see every third-party app, and we have a tool that helps us understand internally developed line of business apps. And you get a report like this, it shows you, here's your PC estate, here's your app estate, here are your drivers, and then it just gives you very specific direction. Here are the apps that are going to have issues. Here's what the issues they're having, and some recommendations on how to fix it. And then we help you then go out and scale out that deployment. And the way that you always deploy, if you're thinking about a cloud model, is you send out to a very small group that is representative of the whole. Mm-hmm. You learn, you validate, and then you go out bigger. And so one of the things that Desktop Analytics does is it gives you a grouping that says this is your pilot group, and this pilot group is representative of your entire PC estate. So you deploy there, then you get a good, solid understanding, and more importantly, confidence that you're going to work, mm-hmm. and you can roll it out. Now, here's the fascinating data point. We were talking with a bunch of the customers who have worked through this over the last year as it's been in preview. And what do you think the amount of time they are telling us that Desktop Analytics saved them in the upgrade from one version of Windows to another?
I'd be thinking probably about half the time for deployment.
Yeah, actually 85% is what they're telling us.
Wow, okay.
Now that might be best case, but even half?
Yeah.
Man, this is the tool, it's just part of Config Manager, and we'll build it into Intune as we go forward. But they're saying up to 85% of the time that it used to require them. Time is money, it's cost. They can now upgrade so much faster. You know, we're hearing organizations say, it took us 12 months to do before, we now do it in 2. Some said it took us 24, and we now do it in 4. That's the kind of literal stories that these customers who are using Desktop Analytics, you know, is telling us. So like what I would tell everyone here is, go enable Desktop Analytics.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of clicks in the Config Manager console, and we'll start giving you all these insights. And then as you go from the first half of 19, you know, version of Windows to the second half of 20 version of Windows, we can automate all that compatibility, decrease your costs, and help you get deployed faster.
I think that's one of the things with this that people are maybe not yet quite completely latched onto. They're thinking about how did they get from 7 to 10, but they haven't yet thought what happens when I'm on 10 mm-hmm. and I want to keep current, and I want to keep that keep current as rapidly as possible mm-hmm. so that when Microsoft does release new functionality that my end users are going to really value, that they can take advantage of it.
Well, historically, I think organizations have been hesitant to go from one version yeah. of Windows to another because it's been so expensive and so time-consuming.
Yes.
And so with analytics, we kind of eliminate that concern because we help you automate. And that's such a wonderful example of cloud intelligence, mm-hmm. you know, aiding and assisting and accelerating humans. And this is one of those places where I think you think about cloud intelligence, you think about humans. When you bring them together, I think you take the best of both and they accelerate each other.
Mm, I think you're right. And so that's the first principle from yeah. the document. What are the extra principles?
Well, there are a couple other ones, you know, that we'll go through today, and then I'll kind of keep some of that suspense for the doc mm-hmm. when it comes out. One of the things that we really strongly believe is that modern management should help IT prioritize their time.
Yeah.
You know, I've never sat down with an IT leader or an IT implementer and have them tell me that they get to the end of their to-do list. So they talk about, you know, there's so many things to do and I wonder where I should spend my time that has the biggest impact. I mean, I think we all struggle with that in our lives.
Yeah.
So what we're able to do now is we're able to learn globally as we understand what is happening in the world. Then we can help actually give what I would call the next best action or the most important, the most impactful thing that an IT professional could do that has been customized to their company and to what the risks they have are. And so what I want to do is I want to drop into here and just show that example through what we call threat and vulnerability management. Mm-hmm. So a threat and vulnerability management, what the concept here is I think every IT professional and every security admin worries that they have PCs in their environments that are still open and exposed to known threats and vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to give some numbers out at Ignite. We've not given out publicly that I think will surprise people. But I'll tell you, most organizations are in that state. But how do you find them, and how do you update them? So this right here, you're looking at the dashboard. And first, if you start over here on the left, you can see here that I get this exposure score. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I think is most important about here is over on the right-hand side, this is a personalized to-do list of the most impactful items that has been personalized for this company mm-hmm. based upon what is happening at that moment in the world.
Mm.
Okay, so it's real-time prioritized based upon what's happening. So a scenario here would be, down here number 4, you have this this media player. Now let's assume that there's a zero-day attack that's brand new, no one's ever seen it before. Mm-hmm. That signal comes into us, we hear it, we see that signal, and so what we would do is we would automatically move that up to the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now what's super interesting is once you drill into it, this, you know, I want to spend a little time talking about this list. This right here for this particular organization, this is a listing of all of the vulnerabilities in which they have PCs that are still open or exploitable to these known threats and known vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you look at that. You know, it's a list. You've got devices in many of them. How in the world would an IT or a security admin communicate this to an IT professional?
Well, typically what they'd have to do is either email it to them, or maybe they drop it into their change control system, they've raised the change, they wait for the change to get approved, it'd go across to the IT admin.
But that's just the task. I'm talking about these devices need this, this payload, it needs to be done by this. Like I look at this and I go, I don't understand how anybody does that, because say it's all humans.
Yeah, they'd have to export it to a spreadsheet.
Yeah, all right.
That's going to be the only way.
So this is what I think with the magic of kind of a cloud-to-cloud model is where you have one integrated organization that brings management and security together. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the other principles I call out in terms of modern management. Modern management connects IT and security. So the IT team and the security team are connected in a way that enables them to work better together. Mm-hmm. So if I come here and I can come up here and I can click on remediation options, and right here you see this box and it says, hey, tell Intune to go fix it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I come in here, I'm going to go fill this out. I'm going to say, hey, I want this done by this date. I can say it's high priority. I can put a message in here. You know, and these are just screenshots rather than a live demo, as you can probably tell here. But what now is going to happen when I press submit request is it literally fires off a request over to the Intune administrator. And if you come into the Intune administrator here, you know, you can come down in here, you can take a look at security tasks. Right here is a task. I can click on that, and right here I can approve or deny it. Mm-hmm. But what has happened in the background is all of the targeting, all the grouping, all the deadlines, the payload, the package, all of that has automatically been integrated or filled into Intune. And when you say approve, it automatically starts doing all those updates. There's no humans involved, aside from approving it, there's no latency, there's no errors. This completely automates what would have taken days or weeks for a security and an IT organization to communicate back and forth, and there certainly would have been errors.
Yeah.
And it just automates all of it in a cloud-to-cloud communication.
Yeah, it really is a fantastic approach to being able to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with that, you know, I think we talked about three of these principles, mm-hmm. all driven by cloud. You know, cloud intelligence is at the core of modern management. At the core of modern management is the connecting of IT and security, mm-hmm. and then also giving IT prioritization and helping them prioritize their time. And those are some of the things that we talk about in this document on modern management that will come out the week of Ignite.
That is, I think that's going to be a really interesting document to go read. I think it's probably going to help lots of folks to frame up how they start thinking about building their IT organizations going forward and how they really start thinking about the technology they need to do that.
All right, so maybe we should finish off on Ignite and kind of some guidance on Ignite.
Yeah, so Ignite's coming up. We wanted to give you a list of the sessions that you should go to so that you can really learn what's coming out from within our group to you guys at Ignite. It really starts off with Monday, and that's going to start off with Satya's keynote. So I believe we've got some content inside that.
We do. There's a number of pieces of content in Satya's keynote, which, you know, means we have some interesting news. I mean, some big news if it makes it into the big tent.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna be pretty cool. We can't tell you what the news is, but you definitely want to be watching Satya's keynote.
And just to be clear here for everybody, you don't have to be at Ignite. All these sessions will be live streamed, and that's why we wanted to actually put this up with a recommendation. You'll notice here, Simon's going to go day by day by day of the class. We would recommend that you attend to understand more about what we're doing in modern management.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got the actual title, the titles and the session numbers for the shows on here, because if you take those session numbers, you put them into the schedule builder, you'll be able to find them way easier on the stream. So we've got the vision keynote with Satya. Then we've got Jaris Pataro's...
The 2265 class, yeah.
That's kind of more around how to manage 365.
Yeah, the way in which you think about it, there's Satya's Big Ten keynote. Mm-hmm. Then after that, there are four technology core notes, one on modern workplace, one on Dynamics, one on Azure, and one on security. Mm-hmm. And Jared Spataro will be leading the kind of modern workplace technical core note, but I'll come out and talk about all things management, security, and that. And so between Satya's keynote and then Jared's keynote, that's going to be where the majority of the news will land at. And so if they're, you know, prioritizing your day, those would be the two classes to prioritize first. And then my session is at 2:30, which is all 100% dedicated to modern management.
And you can kind of see that we start to get more depth into that funnel as we go down these sessions. So your session, THR 2265 and BRK 008.
Yep.
Those are the two that start to get really deep. And then we go far deeper with the theater session on threat defense, and that's just the Monday. When we get into the Tuesday, that's where we've got more theater sessions on device and app management. Having been through all of the walkthroughs of what's in all of our sessions this week, looking at some of these, I think the end user experiences on Microsoft Microsoft 365 managed devices, I'm looking forward to that one. I think that's going to be pretty awesome.
I think some of the things we're going to talk about in terms of ensuring a great user experience are going to be super well received and interesting to people.
And to the point that you just made a few seconds ago, I'm also really interested by the BRK3086 session, Insights-Driven Device Management. Yeah. I think we're going to have some cool stuff inside of that session.
I'm kind of the program manager on this feature, so.
Yeah, I think it's coming together well. As we hit into Wednesday, we have some really good sessions. One that I want to draw attention to here, sadly, Brad, I've not been in the reviews for your session, but this is my personal favorite session across everything that I've seen from Microsoft tonight, BRK3083, our integration with Microsoft Defender ATP. It's pretty amazing stuff.
It is, I agree.
It's going to be very, very cool. And then as we roll into Thursday, another four sessions here, which are pretty amazing. I think the deployment sessions in the deployment track, 40, 20, and 50, those look to be pretty amazing deployment sessions.
Yeah, so these, you know, here's the ones on Friday. And, you know, these are the sessions we're encouraging you to actually tune in, make the time, you know, log in, watch these if you're not going to be at the session. If you are going to be at the session or at Ignite, please do there. Maybe one last thing to, I know you're going to call it a surprise, but a bit of fun. On day three, so Wednesday, from 11 to 2, we have the ship room set up down in Orlando. Anybody can come in, sit on the couch,
and be on the
ship room. Be on the ship room with me.
That is pretty cool. Is it with
the whole usual props? The whole set's there. We'll be recording a bunch of the sessions on Tuesday, but Wednesday from 11 to 2, it'll be really clear, you know, there at the event. Anybody who wants to come and get filmed on the ship room with Brad, the ship room is there, and we're gonna sit there talking to people for 3 hours.
That's pretty awesome. I might come and sit down on the sofa. And
for you, you might have to lay down. You're gonna do some therapy.
That could well be it at the end of this week. That's for sure. Thank you guys very much for watching this episode of the Endpoint Zone. We're gonna see you in a couple of weeks at Ignite, and then we'll be back with another episode of the Endpoint Zone with Brad Anderson shortly after Ignite.